This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries.
Tools. Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Hi everyone, I'm Doris Martel and you're listening to Deep Tissue Talks. This episode is called The Hamstring That Wouldn't Let Go. Today's story is about an athlete, a college basketball player, who came to see me with a familiar problem, a constant tightness in his right hamstring. It wasn't exactly painful, just tight, always tight. No matter how much he stretched or rolled it, the tension kept coming back, stronger each time. He said it felt like something was holding him back when he sprinted, like the power just wasn't there. That's where our session began. When he walked in, I noticed a subtle asymmetry. The right hip slightly elevated, the pelvis rotated forward. Classic compensation. But the body never acts without reason. Every restriction has a message behind it. The hamstrings, the biceps femoris, semitendinosus, and semimembranosus are the powerhouse muscles that extend the hip and flex the knee. In basketball, they are constantly loaded during sprints, jumps, and sudden stops. But when the pelvis tilts forward, these muscles stay under tension even at rest. They tighten, not because they're weak, but because they're protecting. When I placed my hand along the posterior thigh, I could feel it. The rope-like density near the ischial tuberosity where the tendons anchor. The fascia was thick, almost glued. As I followed its path medially, it blended with the adductor magnus and up into the glutes fascia. That told me this wasn't an isolated issue. It was part of a larger fascial chain. I thought of Thomas Meyer's superficial back line, a continuous myofascial highway that runs from the soles of the feet up through the calves, hamstrings, spine, and even the scalp. When one part locks, the entire system loses elasticity. I began slow cross-fiber release, deep but gentle, following the direction of the fascial grain. Under my fingers, I felt the first layer begin to melt, then a long exhale. That's the moment the nervous system shifts from protection to trust. As I continued, I wondered what was happening in his life when this tightness began. Because the body records everything. Not just movement, but emotion. The hamstrings energetically represent our ability to move forward. When they become chronically tight, it can reflect an inner resistance to progress. Fear of slowing down, fear of losing control, or the belief that rest equals weakness. I've seen it countless times. The athlete who keeps pushing even when the body whispers stop. The tissue becomes a mirror for that inner pressure, holding on, bracing, protecting. As I continued working through his hamstring, I felt small tremors under my hands. Those subtle, involuntary movements that happen when emotion and muscle memory intersect. That's the moment I know we're not just working on muscle anymore. We're working on something deeper. So I asked him quietly, "When did this tightness start showing up for the first time?" He thought for a moment. Then he said, "It was during a stretch of games where I felt like I had to carry everything. I couldn't afford to slow down. The team needed me." I kept one hand on his hamstring, the other on his back. And I said, "So your body started tightening right around the moment your life started feeling heavier?" There was a long pause. Then I asked, "When you feel this tightness during a game, what does it feel like emotionally?" He answered, "Pressure. Like I can't mess up. Like I have to keep proving myself." That's when I asked the question that often opens the real door. "If this muscle could speak, what would it say right now?" He exhaled deeply and said, "It would say, I'm tired of running." And I told him, "That makes sense. Your body isn't failing you. It's communicating with you." Then I guided him a layer deeper. "When you imagine slowing down, what's the fear underneath that?" This time his answer came fast. "If I slow down, I'll lose everything." And there it was, the belief living beneath the pain. So I asked, "When did you first learn that slowing down wasn't safe?" Another pause. Then he said, "My dad used to say, if you stop grinding, someone will take your place. I think I've lived by that my whole life." And I answered him gently, "That belief helped you survive. It helped you succeed. But your body is showing you that it's no longer sustainable." I placed my hand back into the belly of the hamstring and said, "Right now, your nervous system is still living in that old program. Push, brace, protect. We're going to teach it something new." Then I asked him to breathe into the back of his leg, slowly, deeply, and I said, "Let your body feel what it's like to move without danger. Let your muscles learn that slowing down doesn't mean losing everything." His breath changed. The tissue softened under my hands, and that's when the breakthrough happened. He said quietly, "I don't actually need to prove anything right now. I just need to stay connected to my body." I smiled and told him, "Exactly. Your power doesn't come from pressure, it comes from presence." And in that moment, the hamstring let go in a way it hadn't before. Not because we forced it, but because his body finally felt safe enough to release. I placed one hand over his sacrum and the thumb of my other hand directly into the belly of his hamstring. I was listening for the subtle tension between those two structures, feeling how the pelvis and the back of the leg were still quietly pulling on each other. That's where the story was being held. Then I guided his breath downward, inviting the air into the back of the leg. With every slow exhale, I encouraged the tissue to release the memory of effort, of always needing to push through. I asked him gently, "How would it feel if your body could learn that it's safe to slow down? That your power doesn't come from pressure, but from presence?" He reflected for a moment and then said, "It feels unfamiliar, but lighter. Like I wouldn't be fighting myself all the time." After a few breaths, the tissue began to soften. The pull between the sacrum and the hamstring became less pronounced under my hands. A warmth spread through the back of his leg, the sign that circulation was returning, that the muscle no longer needed to guard. Then I gently shook the entire hamstring group with my hand. a rapid rhythmic motion to reset the nervous system. It's the same reflex animals use in the wild after a threat has passed. They shake to discharge stress from the body instead of storing it. And in that moment, the leg released in a new way. Not forced, not stretched, but finally understood by the nervous system as safe. After the session, I asked him to stand and take a few steps. He smiled, surprised at how light he felt. The hamstring wasn't pulling anymore. But more importantly, something inside had shifted. This is what I love about this work. It's never just about the muscle. It's about the meaning behind the tension. The body doesn't hold pain to punish us. It holds pain to protect us until we're ready to listen. And when we do, when we release the belief that we have to carry everything alone, the body no longer needs to guard. So, if you've ever felt that same pull in the back of your leg, asking yourself, what am I running from? What would happen if I slowed down enough to feel safe again? Sometimes the greatest act of strength is surrender. Thank you for listening to Deep Tissue Talks. If this story resonated with you, share it with someone who's always on the move. Because healing starts the moment we listen. To our bodies, to our breath, and to the stories beneath the skin. Take care of yourself. I send you love.